AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Police in the United Kingdom have arrested Andrew Mountbatten Windsor today on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Thames Valley Police said it was assessing reports that the former Prince Andrew sent trade reports to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in 2010. In other news, President Trump's Board of Peace is getting to work today. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We have peace in the Middle East. Nobody thought that was possible.
President Trump at a ceremony for his Board of Peace last month. That group's now set to hold its first meeting, governing and rebuilding Gaza topping the agenda. But at the UN Security Council Wednesday,
despite the ceasefire, Gaza is still not at peace.
Under Secretary General Rosemary DiCarlo.
In recent weeks, the Israeli military intensified strikes across Gaza, hitting densely populated areas and killing dozens of Palestinians. Airstrikes were particularly heavy on 31 January and in early February. Armed exchanges between Palestinian armed groups and Israeli soldiers have also continued.
I'm Ben Thomas.
In California, the search is still underway for one backcountry skier caught in an avalanche that swept through a touring group. Crews have already recovered the bodies of 8 skiers and 6 others were rescued 6 hours after the avalanche hit Tuesday morning. The group is wrapping up a 3-day trek in the Sierra Nevada during a monster winter storm. European shares opened lower and Asian shares were mostly higher after a rally on Wall Street that was led by computer chip giant NVIDIA. Oil prices rose as media reports said the likelihood of a U.S. conflict with Iran was rising. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the sentencing of a former South Korean president.
Former South Korean president Yoon Suk-yeol has been sentenced to life in prison for his brief imposition of martial law to suppress the opposition. Yoon's lawyer, Yoon Kap-kyun, approached reporters outside the court after the sentencing and criticized Thursday's ruling. He said that the judge simply followed the conclusion predetermined by the special prosecutor. The judge at the Central District Court in Seoul found Yoon guilty of rebellion. He said by mobilizing military and police forces, he illegally attempted to seize the liberal-led National Assembly, arrest politicians, and establish unchecked power for a considerable time. Yoon is likely to appeal the verdict. I'm Karen Shamas.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.